The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
How's it going?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Hello to everyone out there and welcome to The Show Must Go On. I'm Tracy.
Ooh. And I'm Nikki, and we're here to judge, as usual.
Our favorite thing.
That's our favorite thing today. Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to tell you about this experience that I had today. Ooh.
Story time.
Buckle up, everyone.
Strap in.
So a friend of a friend had posted on Instagram that that they had Taylor Swift tickets. So I see that post and my heart like sunk. I was like, fuck yes, let's go. The post was like 2 hours before. And I was like, you know, my chances are going to be really fucking low right now because it's been 2 hours. So I like, you know, DM'd them and I'm like, hey, like I saw your post, da da da. Do you still have those tickets? And she's like, yeah, it's $3,500 each. And I said, I'm sorry. No. Like, are you fucking kidding?
And I bet they were like nosebleeds, right? Like they were way...
No, they're like normal in the front. Okay. But just knowing that the prices for these, for the concerts range between $100 and $600 upsets me so much that people are doing shit like this. I mean, good luck to her selling it, because she's not going to be able to sell them at that price. I mean, even the third parties are not selling it at that price.
Each. It wasn't like $3,500 for both.
Each. No. Tracy, I'm not going to pay more than $800 for this concert. Yeah. Like, I'm, you know, and $800, I am stretching it, mm-hmm. You know? I pay $400 for Beyonce, and it was like perfect, you know, and we know Beyonce is Beyonce, mm-hmm. And you know, they're different artists and, you know, different plates for each one of them, but $3,500, no, I'm sorry. And
let's go on a trip for that.
I find out a trip, yeah. That's like somebody's fucking rent. Yeah. That's so many fucking things, yeah. You know? And I tell my friend about this, and they tell me to, like, I'm not saying any names, but they tell me, they're like, you will never believe this. She got those tickets for free as a birthday present from her parents. And she's not a fan, so she's selling them. But she's selling them at... Like, I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. Because the amount that she increased that...
Insane. That's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, the fact that it's like... Well, first of all, like, you got that as a present. Like, even if you're not a fan,
You're gonna make money regardless.
Well, I would go. Fuck it.
Thank you. Me
like,
too.
Like, it's a gift. So me I'd be too. Like, you know what? I'm gonna go. Like, it's... She is a big artist. Like... I'm not a huge fan of hers. I don't mind her music, mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, if I mm-hmm. got tickets for free, I'd invite you. Let's go. You know, you have one for
it's
a friend.
Magical.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a concert.
Right. But yeah, like, okay, fine. Yeah. You really want to sell them? Okay. But Because like you said, either way, you're going to be making money. You know
what? I wanted to reply, kiss my fucking ass. Fuck you. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say.
Good luck.
Because it's ridiculous. I have no fucking words.
Wow.
I have no fucking words.
She's got some lady balls, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's also like, are you okay? Because people that want to go to the concert are usually fans.
Yeah.
You know? And like me, that I've been on a waiting list for a year already. And I have, my sisters are on a waiting list for me because I made everyone that I know fucking sign up to register. You know? And we're all on waiting lists. Nothing. And all of us are like this, and she's taking advantage of that. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I need that person to check on themselves.
Unfortunately,
go to therapy.
So many people are like that, though, I think, which is so sad. And, like, listen, I get it. Times are tough. But don't be a dick. That's like a...
Don't be an asshole.
That's a dick move. That's too much. Don't be so greedy.
I can't get over it. Shame on them. Yeah. Shame on them.
I'm sorry.
Moving on to better things. I wanted you to give all the listeners a little recap of everything that's going on with P. Diddy.
It's so much.
Give them bullet points because, you know, you're like me. We've gotten all of our information from TikTok. Right. And it is a lot.
It is a lot. And a lot of things are still continuing to come out because, I mean, listen, like, whatever you want to call him, Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, all the names, whatever.
Asshole.
Yes. He's worked with a lot of people and for decades. So we're going to see these things continuing to come out. And I think it's going to be a lot of shocking events. Okay, I'm just going to preface this by saying I'm not, like, super into celebrity stuff. You know, like, I don't...
But this is
big. I don't follow,
big.
Like, gossip and everything like that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this is just so mind-blowing that it really is like you sort of fall in the rabbit hole. Okay, so basically, the FBI has raided P. Diddy's house, and then they found the, like, 1,000 bottles of baby oil. They found 784 sex toys, I think more specifically, like, dildos of varying sizes, shapes, colors, etc. His wife, Kim Porter, who is deceased, she came out with a tell-all book, and she basically describes how he's the one that ordered the hit on Tupac and Biggie, because Tupac and Biggie were going to start their own label, so Diddy felt betrayed, and his whole thing is loyalty, so I guess it was like, you're going to leave me. I'm going to take you out. He has these things called freak-offs. So this is going to start involving, like, sex trafficking. A lot of, like, escorts, sex workers, a lot of celebrities.
Sexual abuse.
So a lot of celebrities, either people who witnessed things or participated. So I just read today in a New York...
Or even knowing and not
sure,
saying.
Sure, absolutely. Like a New York Times article today about Cassie. And like when that video footage of her in 2016 coming out of that hotel room was apparently this like freak off that was happening at the time and she was leaving. And, of course, he chased after her.
You saw that footage,
yes,
right?
Yes, and he was hitting her.
It is so disturbing.
Terrible and frightening. Like, no wonder she wanted to leave. Like, I don't blame her at all. How scary. There's just probably just so much more.
It's just a lot. A lot of celebrities are involved. they are naming Jay-Z too, yes. Which is so scary, yeah. You know.
Ashton Kutcher.
But I don't know. I'm not surprised about him.
Me either. I mean, after with like Danny Masterson and all that stuff.
Thank you. I'm not surprised about him. I've never been like a fan of him. I always feel like he's been overcompensating for a really long time for things like that he does, you know? Like he has this like thing about sexual trafficking. Full on. He has like a full on like foundation for it.
Which is ironic. Because people in his life are going to jail for rape and sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm. And sexual trafficking.
Yeah. Yep. So, And then, stuff about like Usher and Justin Bieber and Lil Bow Wow. Oh,
my heart.
I know. So, like, I guess some like grooming and. Mm-hmm. Things going on there, and it's just like a huge mess. So if you are interested, feel free. There's
go on TikTok.
There's lots of articles out there that you could probably read,
and the book
which I actually kind of want to read.
Me too. After I saw that girl on TikTok like doing like six parts of like,
and she summarized like perfect, it like really well, but yes. I'm sure there's still so much more, and I believe it. Listen, I will take things with a grain of salt. I'd like to think that I'm an intelligent person and I can make up my own mind, but I believe her, especially when she was saying that it was like anytime she would try to date somebody and they would get pneumonia and die, and you know how she dies is she got pneumonia and she passed away.
And young.
She was 47. So.
Yeah, there's so many things that are off there. And also, like, when a lot of victims speak up, I don't understand why people just say, like, it's a lie. I'm like.
Right.
Do you think victims want to speak about this?
It's embarrassing. It's shameful.
It's embarrassing. They're survivors. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to bring that trauma up again in their fucking lives. Yeah. And you think, oh, they're lying. They suck my fucking dick. Right. No, they're not.
And like
lying.
Sometimes they're,
you know, it gets me so upset.
Yeah, their careers could be at stake too. So it's like, why would you choose to lie about it? Exactly. But and I know like people are saying, well, who else is going to come forward? Why haven't people said anything before? But NDAs, you know, non-disclosure agreements. So I'm sure
so many that. NDAs.
And also he seems like a very manipulative person and gaslighting 100%. People so hard. I mean, the fact that it was like you get people to participate in all these sexual things and he was having sex with men. And like you hear some of these names too. And you go, I know you can't really say like, oh, I know what a gay person looks like, but you don't necessarily think that. And some of them are married to women and they have kids and they're leading like heterosexual lives, and then it turns out that they've been sleeping with men, and so it's like, what don't we know?
I hope everything comes out, every single thing. I think he's a piece of shit.
He needs to go to prison,
and he needs to go to prison.
His bail did get denied, which I thought was amazing, because usually people who have money, they're just like, oh, you know, either a slap on the wrist or like, oh, yeah.
Throw cash.
Yeah, like you can stay at home. You don't have to be in prison. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, they did terrible things. Why are they exempt? Mm-hmm. Just because they've had the opportunity to make that money? Sorry. No. Mm-hmm.
It's really annoying.
So hopefully things are changing in the judicial system.
Hopefully, yeah. And this is why they should never take TikTok away.
I know.
Because people communicate with each other. It's insane. I think that's what the powerful people are always scared of. People being united and communicating.
Getting information. Yeah.
Getting information. Everyone talking. Like, they don't want that to happen. So I legit believe that this is why they want to get rid of TikTok, because people are talking in that app. Right. And I know this because most of the stuff that I know, I get the information from there. I go through the comments. I see everyone's point of view. Also, when it's funny shit, the comments are hilarious. But, you know, it's a strong platform. Right. And people are not being stupid, right. You know. And they're scared of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, pay attention, team, because P. Diddy is getting fucked.
Yeah.
And I cannot fucking wait for them to be like, okay.
I said...
death row.
I said to myself, yeah. Like, back in the day when he had Making the Band on MTV... And he made those people walk across the Brooklyn Bridge to Junior's and get a cheesecake. And they brought it to him. And he was like, I don't want this anymore. And even then, I was like, fuck you, Diddy. You're a terrible person. Mm-hmm. So if that was like mild compared to everything that he's been caught doing. So I knew back then.
Oh, he's such a piece of shit. Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible person.
Okay. So, talking about Making the Band, nice little segue here. I watched this past week Pop Star Academy. Have you seen it?
What is that?
Okay, so it's a reality show, but it's kind of like a Making the Band.
Okay.
But it's you know, the producer that made BTS... The K-pop band.
Yes, I know BTS. Okay. Yeah.
So his HYBE is his production company. So he wants to make a K-pop band.
Cake on the brain. Listen, that
I
sounds...
I love cake pops.
Cake pops are so good. I could go for one right now.
So good. Yeah. he wants to make a K-pop band without the cake. So just a pop band, but globally.
Like someone from different countries and different and ethnicities and, girls, yeah. And like co-ed, like girls, boys.
Global, it's not Korean pop anymore. It's just a pop band, but they go through the K-pop training.
Right.
So, and I didn't know this. I found this out through the show that in Korea, if you want to be in a K-pop band, you train... since you're like 4 years old. It's insane, the discipline, and you know, like the fact that actually exists, you know, it's a whole world that honestly I don't know shit about. But it's basically that it's a limited docuseries because it's just the one season, and you see the process of how they make this band. Now obviously this happened last year. And if you decide to watch it, you know, you'll see that there were people that, you know, fans that were already watching this. We, you know, because they, I think that it was like on like voting and YouTube and all this stuff. It includes like the execs and the voting. So, but I'm talking about like hundreds of girls. And they go through everything, and they're in the academy or like whatever the training for 2 years.
Where'd you watch this?
And they it's on Netflix. Oh, okay. And they like some of them, it's like they found online, they've never sang, they've never danced, and they gotta train.
Oh wow.
I really, really enjoy it. I recommend everyone watch it because if you want to be inspired by discipline and this girl's, you know, putting in the fucking work. And I'm not talking about, like, making the band, like, getting a fucking burger. None of that. No. But waking up early to, like, dance and, you know, and learn, like, every... Because you've seen those K-pop bands. Mm-hmm. They are perfect.
The synchronization is insane.
It's insane. So this is this is what they're famous for. So they want to train these girls that don't know each other, have never worked together. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are singers, some of them are dancers, some of them just have the It Factor and never done any of the other stuff. And just to see, you know, how everything like develops and, you know, how they grow. And it's just so beautiful. It's really, really well done. I really liked it. I hope they keep doing shows like that.
Yeah.
You know, I told my niece who loves K-pop, BTS, I was like, hey, you should definitely watch this show. She's like, oh, I didn't. I was like, go. It's called Pop Star Academy on Netflix. I recommend it.
I think I might know what I'm watching tonight.
That yeah, sounds good. Yeah. It's really good. And it's girls from everywhere. Like, the other side of the world, Latin America, U.S., Australia, everywhere.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm excited. That sounds good. I didn't even know that that was on there.
I didn't know. Joe recommended that show to me, like, I want to say, like, 2 weeks ago. He said something, I've been watching this, and I kind of really like it. And I said last week, I was like, what was that show that you said? He's like, oh, Popstar. And I started, and Trey was like, what is this?
Yeah, nice.
And we watched the whole thing together.
Cute. Okay.
It's really, really well done. And they're so young, too. Like, they're, like, between 18 and, like, 22. And there's a few that are, wait, like, 14, 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll like it.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Especially as a millennial.
Elder millennial.
Mm-hmm. We're not elder millennial.
No, we are.
No. Mm-hmm. We're definitely not. We are. The millennials are done by like 94.
I think it's like 90.
Or 93.
Ooh, 96. Yeah, millennial, it does cover a lot. Because like even your sister, my sister... they're millennials too. And
I would think my sister is an older millennial.
I looked it up. I was like, I know I am a millennial.
I'm only 3 years younger than
her. Let me see. Well, okay. I have a 6 year difference with my sister. So, but even still, it's 35 to like 42.
We're not old.
We're not old, but we're elder millennials.
We're fine. We're fine. I refuse to think I'm an older millennial.
My back says otherwise, but yes.
I don't even want to talk about that. That's a whole other topic. That should not be in generation anymore. Know.
Any more acid reflux recently? Burping up Celsius?
Actually, today I had a little bit, but not as bad as yesterday. Because yesterday, what did I do? I hadn't had a Celsius in a whole week, and yesterday I was like, I don't have time to grab a coffee. My first class is at 6 a.m. Grabs a Celsius at noon sharp. I was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Oh,
gosh.
I don't know what the fuck it is. So I'm definitely staying off of it for a long, long time.
Sad.
Which is really disappointing.
Sad is what it is.
Now I have coffee. Yeah. It's so sad. I have coffee, and like in an hour, I'm like.
Yeah, it doesn't hit the same. Also, the different flavors of the Celsius. Like, coffee, it's kind of one note. So, at least with Celsius, you can switch it up a little bit, but...
I know. I'm like, ooh, a little passion fruit Celsius.
Strawberry, kiwi, like...
Ugh. They have so many. They Oasis one. Fuck me. Yeah. Guys, Celsius.
Sponsor us.
You know what to do. Yeah. Okay. That is all I needed to say. Did you watch anything aside of what we're discussing today this past week?
So I had watched a docuseries as well on Netflix. It's called Into the Fire, Lost Daughter.
Me too.
And so good. So good. Like, I would definitely recommend it. 1,000%. Like a quick synopsis. So this woman... has a child when she's 16 years old. She gives her up for adoption. Obviously, she's thinking that okay, it's going to go to, like, a really good family. It's a husband and wife who have been trying to have a child for years. So mm-hmm. it's going to go to a good family. And years later, she figures that her daughter would be over 18, that she would want to reach out to her to meet her. And she does some digging, and she finds out that her daughter, her biological daughter, had gone missing when she was 14. So it's basically this woman who becomes the FBI. She becomes a detective.
Yeah, she does everything. And
she goes out there. She talks to people and goes.
She does what they didn't
do. All the legwork. And she finds out what happens to her. So it is satisfying because there is a conclusion. There's closure. And she was right. She was right the whole time, which I fucking love, that it's like, even if she didn't raise this girl, there's still that, like, motherly instinct. And, like, a women's intuition.
Oh, yeah, 100%. How many times do you gasp through this show?
Multiple times. And listen, we've watched so much that I feel like it's hard to do. But yeah, this, I was like, oh shit, you know?
And I knew this story because I've listened to it in a podcast. Right. But, you know, I listened to it a while ago.
Been a while, yeah.
And I feel like I was like, oh, I think I know this story. But then, you know, to watch, you know, the mom of the victim, like, explain it, and to see videos of, like, the predator and, you know, and the things that I have forgot because it's, like, so many twists.
Yeah.
So many freaking twists. Like, everywhere. I was like, the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. We do definitely recommend that one. Very I think good. Yeah. Everyone should watch it. Mm-hmm. It's, wow. That's the recommendation station that we had today.
Yeah.
But now we're welcoming everyone to spooky season.
Woo!
Spooky.
That's flying everywhere.
Okay, so this is our Spiders. First episode in October.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it's fucking October.
I love it though.
Okay. It's our first episode in October, and as we told you all, that we're going to be reviewing spooky thrillers, suspense, whatever it is that is kind of creepy and scary. Oh my God, I cannot wait for us to record the episode after Horror Nights because we'll probably have a lot to say.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I should not start laughing. It's too early. We still have 2 weeks to go. Okay, so today we're covering The Watchers. It came out this year. You had recommended it, Tracy. And I think I had seen, not the trailer, but posters when I would go on the app. Where is this streaming? Was it HBO?
This was on HBO Max, yes.
Yeah. So I had seen it on HBO, on like the posters when you go in the app. But I'll read you guys a little bit of the synopsis of what it is about. So The Watchers is the plot centers on Mina, who's an artist who becomes stranded in a remote forest in Western Ireland, along with a few other strangers. They are pursued by mysterious creatures called Watchers each night. The story unfolds as the group seeks refuge is too easy at the end. Refuge, and uncover secrets about these creatures. And this was directed by Ishana Shyamalan, which is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter. Mm-hmm. Which is super interesting to me because it's how beautiful is that? That, you know, you're not there yet, but you're following
right.
what you learned at home.
I wonder, like,
you know, I love M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the industry for years, so it's like, I wonder how many times she just, like, went to set with dad. You know?
So, like, she probably, I mean, like, how cool is that?
Grew up, so I'm sure at an early age, mm-hmm. she was like, I want to do this too.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so,
where to start?
I want to know what. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna go over the whole thing, but right away, I want to know, Tracy, what you thought about it.
Okay, so I will say that this is based off of a book, and
of course,
and I'm sure, like, the book is always better, but having not read mm-hmm. the book, having not really known anything about this, like, I knew minimal.
The poster I knew.
Yeah, and I think I had seen a trailer of them when they're, like, standing in front of the glass in the house or whatever. Like, that mm-hmm. was it. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. So with that being said, I mean, I didn't think it was terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible either. I don't know if I went in with low expectations.
Exactly. You know? And I think that's my thing is when it comes to, I'm sorry, I know you love horror and all that stuff, but what, for me, when it comes to that genre, I always have low expectations because 9 times out of 10,
I think it is.
They're not good mm-hmm. movies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think it's true because I think it's the hardest one. I think it's the hardest one to, you know, have people engage, scare them in the right moment, have a really good plot, you know,
the story.
That is the story and how, because for me, it's how realistic can it be, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, there's some things that I'm like, yeah, this ain't realistic at all, you know? I think in that I went in with really, really low expectations. Again, I didn't know anything. I haven't heard anything about this movie either, you know? I did see Dakota, and, I think she's an amazing actress, so... You know, I was like, you know, maybe because she's in it, it won't be, you know, as bad as I'm expecting.
Terrible. A heaping pile of garbage.
I know, exactly. Yeah. So I think it wasn't that bad. But, you know, there's many things that I, as a non-director, could have fixed.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But we can go over it from the top. Yeah. Like when Mina, who's an artist, she arrives in the forest. So she's running an errand for her boss. She gets to this part of the forest. Her car completely shuts down, basically. Nothing fucking works. She has her little birdie with her.
Darwin!
And, you know... While she's out there, she's like, let's get help. And, of course, it's a scary movie. There's a sign that says, point of no return. And she's like, it's fine. But once she's in, it's definitely not fine because she turns around and everything looks the same. Which is
right,
so scary.
Which I think is just the forest and the woods in general. Like, I think just mm-hmm. on a normal basis, you hear about people mm-hmm. when they go for hikes and getting lost all the time. So just mm-hmm. in general, like, it is a really scary mm-hmm. thing. And even there's the part when she sort of walks out onto, like, a cliff area and you just see all the trees and you just, it's overwhelming.
There's no civilization.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just think, oh my gosh. Just to get lost mm-hmm. in that sense.
And by yourself.
Yeah. No food, no water. You're abandoned. The car doesn't work. So you're probably not going to get any signal on your cell phone. Her cell phone was all screwed up. Mm-mm. What do you do?
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Look for, seek help. Right.
So already, like, that is scary. So I think, like, the beginning mm-hmm. of it, I was like, oh, like, this is...
The setup was
nerve-wracking.
Freaking great.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. It's also, as a woman, she's young, you know.
Right.
It's like, okay, figure it out, you know. And then she's trying to do what she thinks is best, you know, which is go into the forest or like maybe I can see something, maybe, which, you know, at this point, maybe I watched too many scary movies or I listened to too many true crime podcasts that it might, well, the moment this happened, I was like, just walk on the road.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. Like, as soon as she...
Like, I would never go in the fucking forest.
Thank you.
But we do listen. We both listen to, what's it called? My Favorite Murder, where they do say, stay away from the forest.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would have never gone in myself. I would have been like, I'll just walk on the road of the cars. I'll get out of here eventually.
That was, like, my number one thing. Like, she gets out of the car. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, like, we're going to go find help. Grabs her bag, grabs the bird, and then immediately walks off the path into the woods. And it was like she was on a little road that had the tire marks. And I was like, why aren't you, like, she had a destination, and the map was telling her to go that way. So why wouldn't you just fucking keep going that way?
Because I think what she was... I 100% agree with you. But I try to put myself in the character's shoes. And I think she's thinking, I'll find somebody in a cabin that's going to help me fix my car so I can keep going. You know? But again,
the cabin she probably be like doesn't listen. Off of the road? That's what I would have thought.
But also, no. That's true. That's true. How is the car going to get in there? I don't know. My first thing is that, too. I would have walked...
On the road.
Through the road, you know? And maybe if I was the writer or the screenwriter, because I don't know if the book is different, I would have had, like, two pathways, and she has to choose, and she chooses the wrong one.
That would have good. That would have made more sense. That would have been good.
Because I'm, like, a more realistic... option would have been walking down the road. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's scary movies that we never know what's gonna happen. Yeah. And they usually fail at that.
That's true,
you know. Well, I guess she goes in the forest, and of course that's not gonna work out for her, per usual. And and then she realizes that basically she's not there by herself. You know, there's other people there that are also lost that have not been able to get out.
Well, because it...
You know, she meets...
Freaks me out because mm-hmm. she's walking along and then she turns and she sees the older woman with, like, the long white running. Hair. And then she's like, hey! And then she just turns around and starts running. Right. I don't know if I'd run after that person, to be honest.
I know, because she's looking scary, too.
Yeah, she did look... kind of like haggish.
I was like,
a witch.
Yeah, I was like,
so anyway,
yes.
Mina decides, oh hey, like someone to help, so she runs after her. Mm-hmm. And then she comes mm-hmm. to like a cabin and there's a door. Mm-hmm. And she says, like, come with me if you want to live. And then she's like, you have 5 seconds, and starts counting down.
That was scary.
That was kind of scary.
I was like, what's gonna happen? Right. And basically, they're like, oh, you just said it. She's like, who are you guys?
Right. So it's,
and like, they have to like line themselves up in front of a fucking mirror.
Yeah.
That people can see through into,
but they can't the cabin. See out.
Exactly. They can only, see a mirror.
Right.
Instead of like a window. And she's like, what who are we lying? Oh, they're clapping for you. They
that
still
was weird.
They don't say the
when you hear like so all the weird. Applause, and I was like, what the fuck? That was weird.
But also, like, I hated that they didn't say the watchers right away. Mm. So like they're clapping for you. At some point I was like, wait, is this like like one of those, what was that movie with Jim Carrey where he's in a show the whole time?
Truman Show,
a fucking classic. Mm. So I was like, wait, is this like that? Like, it's like the Hunger Games, like they have to basically kill each other. Yeah.
My issue.
But they didn't say the watchers. They just kept showing, like, the forest, you know?
You could see, like, outlines of, like, really.
Yeah, but still, they look like fucking trees.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But I think that's the thing, is that they slowly start to show you a little bit more of what it is as time goes on. They don't want to just. Which I appreciate. You know, like, let me be figuring out with the character, like, what this is.
Yeah.
But
they weren't giving anything either.
I mean.
For me to, yeah. like, you know, start creating something. Sure. You know, it was like them, and it's like, there's nothing. Right. I was like, here's the forest again.
It was a lot of trees.
Yes.
A lot of trees.
Wait, you were going to say something. I interrupted.
No, you're fine. I was going to say really quickly. My thing with just a lot of movies in general is when someone's thrown into a situation and it's like other people know what's happening and that one person doesn't. If I'm the person that doesn't, I'd be like, hold on. Explain everything to me right now. What the fuck is happening? Yeah. And I feel like they never do that. I don't know. And I know it's a movie and like TV and...
Yeah, they never do. It's like, oh, good luck. The leading character has to figure it out, even though everyone around right. them knows what the fuck is happening.
Because I feel like realistically,
oh my god, that's so upsetting.
The average person would say, okay, hold the phone. Like, you have to explain this to me like I'm five. What
exactly,
is going
like
on?
Michael Scott.
Yeah. And I mean, that older woman, Madeline, she sort of starts telling her, okay, like, there are rules. So, like, you can't turn your back to the mirror. You can't... What else? You have to... don't open the door after nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's, like, something else. I can't remember. There are, like, three rules and I can't remember.
Just, like, act normal, basically.
Yeah, like, basically putting on a show for the watchers. And just follow these rules and, like, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Blindly, don't ask why.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'd be like,
yeah, I'm like, why are we doing this? And the fact that is, you know, after that first night, right away you see Mina's character finding ways to, that's when I was like, oh god, right away they only needed her to find a way to leave. You know, like, right away, she's like, let's get the bike. Let's, you know, let's do all these things. And this lady is like, no, like, the rules. They are upset at us, da-da-da-da-da. Now, I don't know if you had this feeling, but I did. The moment with the bike, when she gets the bike out of it, I had a feeling... she was part of it, the lady.
Madeline?
What was her name? Madeline. I was like, Madeline is part of this shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Even her look, too.
She was too excited. That's what it was. Like, when the watchers would come, she would be like, there's just something about her, like, demeanor. And, like, her face. Yeah. Like, she was excited that they were there.
Yes.
I could just tell. I was like, this bitch... is up to something.
And also the fact that they could have done, like, they could have picked up all that stuff from under there and left a long time ago, and that hadn't happened yet because I guess she hadn't found somebody that's gonna oppose to what she was saying. Mm-hmm. So she got Mina, that is finally somebody that is like, fuck you, I'm gonna try to find a way to get out. And she finds the bike, and she's like, no, because with the bike, you can get the fuck out of there quickly, you know? So, yeah, that moment, I was like, oh, no, she's part of this, full on. Right. Now, that, like, now after I watched it and, like, thinking from outside, I feel like that, I don't know if you feel this way, but that whole thing in the forest... which should be, I want to say, like, the scariest, I think, that when they were writing it or, like, screen screenwriting, I think for them it was the scariest. But as a viewer, I think if they would have nailed in a little bit more on the after part when they leave, now that was scary for me. You know, once they found out what the Watchers are, for the listeners, I'm sure you've already seen it, but the Watchers are basically fairies. And, you know, there's this, like, professor that had a whole experiment going on there.
Fucking bunker. Like,
a bunker, which, by the way, they were able to play music down there and everything, and nobody would listen.
Well, that's my thing is, like, I know he sort of explains it because they find the computer in the bunker and they're playing the videos and this professor had filmed himself like a little virtual diary or whatever. And he was saying that he found men to come and build all of this. And when night would come, he would leave them outside. So basically like they would be prey for the Watchers and then like they wouldn't be able to spill about the bunker and like everything that's going on. But I just feel like that whole setup would have taken so long to do. So I was like, what the fuck? And then also,
and then what he said, like, how fucked up is like he will have like construction workers build and then let them die.
Yeah, he said this place is built on blood. Built on blood. And I was like,
like, you're a psychopath.
Right. Because he was, what was he? He was professor of, like, lore, folklore, whatever. And, like, he just got obsessed with this.
Yeah.
So, okay, whatever. But I also had a feeling when, because it's only Mina, this older woman, Madeline, and then it's this younger guy, Daniel, and this other young girl, Kiara. Kiara says, oh, I've been here for 5 months. Daniel says, I've been here for 8 months. And then Madeline just said, oh, I came here on my own and I've been here for a while. That to me, I was like, And then when the professor, you find out, like his last video, he had sort of captured one of the Watchers in the bunker. And then he was like, oh, I'm going to shoot it and then I'm going to kill myself. Because this is just all madness now. And then you hear the gunshots. But then it's like, okay, so then was there anybody who came before Madeline and after the professor? Because what happened to the bodies?
Where's the body?
Right. So yes. You're thinking, like, how much time has lapsed between this? So that to me, too, I was
do
like,
do the fairies eat the body? Do we know about this? Like, right. There are so many, like, little... Hey, listen, probably in the book they explain all of this shit. But
right, and they might not be fairies. They might be monsters. So,
exactly.
Not sure.
Exactly.
But, yeah, questions.
Yeah, so that got so many questions. So that whole thing happens, you know, like they found the bunker and, you know. And then... Which is so weird to me, the fact that, you know, you're this... Because as the movie goes on, we find out that Madeline is one of the... Is one of the fairies, you know?
She's a, like a halfling.
And she's like a halfling or so. Well, we think in the beginning that she's just like one of the fairies. Not in the beginning, like halfway there. Mm-hmm. That she's one of the fairies. Mm-hmm. So she said... She was like, I was waiting for somebody to take me out of there. But I'm like, if you were able to kill a human being, I think you would know how to get out of there.
Right. And she can, like, be around, you know, in the daylight. And
also, like, when you guys were getting on the boat, you were really quick to, like, figure it out.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
There was no sign of her not knowing what to do.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing is, like, I guess their whole thing of watching was that they could learn to change and like transform into people to sort of fit in. And it's like, she looked like a human the whole time. So if you've already got it down
pat, why didn't she explain? Yeah. Bitch. Why you keep accumulating people?
Right. Why, like, I'd be out of there.
Why are we hoarding?
I don't know. Yeah, I really don't get that.
Okay, so wait. And now what I was going to say, because like my creativeness, this is what I would have done. I would have made that forest part way shorter, like that part. I don't think it needed to be that long. Could have been 15 to 20 minutes that boom, boom, boom. And if you're a good storyteller, if you have a good script, we can understand what's happening. And then what I would have her done is, like, you know, Dakota figuring out by herself that she was a fairy. But by the time that she figured it out, I would have had Madeline already converted a few other people into fairies, you know, like she would have brought other fairies in already that would have become, you know, humans, and you know, it just becomes a bigger thing.
Well, I guess the whole point is that, because okay, so they row out of there on the boat, they get away, then they find a bus back into like wherever they are in Ireland, and it's like, oh, I'll go to the university that the professor worked at, because his dying wish was to like get rid of his work no one else would become obsessed with this, whatever. So she's going through his stuff, and it's basically saying that, you know, fairies go way back and they intermingled with humans and they crossbred. Like, they did it with each other, and then they would birth these, like, halflings. And so I guess that's what we find out, that, okay, that's what Madeline is. And that's why she can come out during the daytime, because she's half human. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why she's the only one who, I guess, like, makes it out of there.
That's true. But, again, you have all these fairies watching these people for 5 months at least, because we know Kiara was there for 5 months, and none of them can become her.
Yeah.
And then escape through the night and go to the city and get more. Like, for me, that would have been a bigger plot. Or have Kiara and Daniel be fairies as well, and the only one that was human there was Mina, you know. Like that for me would have been more interesting, you know, that she gets out and then she realizes, I brought three fucking fairies here and now we're fucked.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know what's going to happen in society with these three things, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because I think that would make it more ominous too, is like that. Okay, yeah, they're watching you and then they're trying to perfect how you look, but that they can do it, like, really well. Because it seemed like they were kind of dumb with it. Like, they could sort of, like, turn into you, but then their faces were, like, whatever, and their eyes were, like, all white. Like, no pupils. And it's like, aren't you magical beings? Fucking figure it out.
And if it's not working out, sorry, honey, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, period.
Maybe a participation award, but no MVP. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you did not get an A+ on there. You got a C-. Same.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Because, yeah, it would have been scarier if it was like, they can, like, become you like that. Then, okay, I'm looking at everybody in the real world, like, are they a fairy? Are they? And also, it's like, okay, well, now that they're in society, like, what's the point? Like, are they gonna be killing people? Are they, like, why?
We don't know what was the point of their existence either,
right? Why do you want to integrate in society? Also, if you hate humans, like, wouldn't you be glad to be away from them in the forest?
And let's not even talk about the fact that they could fucking fly. You're telling me that they could have flown to society, to the city, every night, and they said, no, I'm going to study.
Yeah, I don't get that. She, like, grows wings at the end when Mina's, like, telling her, I know you know what it feels like to be human and all these emotions and blah, blah. And she's like, and then just fucking sprouts wings.
I just love that at the beginning of at the beginning of this episode, we said it wasn't that bad.
I know. And, like, the more we talk about it, it's like, actually, and listen, I knew it wasn't like amazing, and there's a lot of plot holes, and I thought the whole fairy thing was kind of dumb.
Missing. And listen, if these details are not in the book sucks too. Yeah.
You know. I'm kind of curious. I may read it and see like what it's all about, because I'm sure the book is better. It usually is. That's why I'm like, I wonder what it's like.
Like, what was the purpose of them existing? And why do they want to know the human beings? And, yeah, I guess they mingle. Is that what they want again? Do they want the fairies with the humans to, like, live in harmony again?
Coexist.
Because killing the humans is not going to make that happen.
Right. And also, like...
Or becoming exactly like the humans.
Yeah.
Like, not an original one. No, a copy. Yeah.
And, like, if you...
It's not... I don't know. It's
want weird. To exact revenge on humans because they did you dirty, like, wouldn't you want to try to, like, pull people into the forest more? Because I feel like it's, like, so...
Yeah, you had three people.
Right. It's... Well, Kiara was married. She said she had come with her husband, John. And we saw that guy in the beginning. That part did kind of, like, freak me out a little bit. When he's, like, running through the woods and it's nighttime. And he's like, and he comes to the sign and says, point of no return, 108. And then you see him run. And then, he comes to the sign again. And that's when you kind of go, oh, shit. Like, he's...
The setup is really fucking good. So much potential.
And the chittering, you know, that, like, you hear them and it's like, what the fuck is that? And then he climbs the tree and then he fell. Which, I don't know how he survived that, but it didn't matter.
Me either.
Because then this thing, we just see a monster, like, pull him into the hole. Like, that setup, I was like, shit. Like, if that tone had lasted.
Like, why did they pull him? Did they want to eat him? Or do they want to become him?
Right, and they have all those things in their hole, in their lair. Like, the bike and the flashlight and the stuffed animal. Like, how are all those things there? Where
can
did they
you
come
imagine,
from?
Imagine, like, during the day they're down there, like, in the bike, like, practicing how to become human, like, working out.
Little girl playing with the doll. They had the video camera.
Like, a little music. Like,
Yeah, that just sort of was like...
With their face, like, disproportionate. And they're like,
They're just the white eyes.
Be like, oh, you look a little more human today.
Good job. There you go, Derek. You're really getting it down.
That's really good. Your nose looks better today. Just saying.
Yeah. Seriously, that'd be great. Oh my god. Yeah, definitely room for improvement.
Definitely. And again, I'm telling you, all these questions would have been a little more answered if the forest time would have been less.
There definitely could have been some edits with certain things.
Yeah, because, like, I would have preferred more of the part when she was, like, in the city, and then she figures out that Kiara is not Kiara.
Yeah.
You know, that was like, I was like, oh, okay. You know, when the forest thing was over, I was like, oh, the movie's over. That's what I thought. I don't know if you thought that.
Well, for me, I was like, this didn't seem very long. I feel like there should be more.
Yeah. I know. I was like, this is short, but they escaped. Right. I was like, okay. And then it's like, oh, no.
Right, because I think in normal, quote-unquote, horror movie, it's sort of one place. You know, we're used to things being in, like, yes. a haunted house, yes. a cabin. And then it's, like, when they escape, when they get out, credits. You know, like, it's done. And so this was kind of different, where it's, like, okay, now we're out of this. And you're telling me,
in the past, like, 5 months, how many cars have gone through there? And it's been a week, and nobody has seen Mina's car.
Or her boss.
There was an iPhone in that movie. So this is like on today.
Right.
So I'm like, nobody saw the car and reported that.
Yeah. I know. And like her boss too. Because he was the one who's like, oh, it's a day trip. I know it's annoying to go. So it's like, okay, she's been missing for like, who knows mm-hmm. how long. Because then she starts talking about like, oh, it's winter and it's getting cold. So how long has it been? And she's missing, and the boss wasn't like, hey, mm-hmm. I know where mm-hmm. she went, because she was going to go, like, drop this bird off at a zoo. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're not going to send police, or, yeah, that's a little off.
Yeah, and, you know, like, the seeing things, you know, how they...
Hallucinating?
They were in the forest, you know... I like it as a way of like, okay, I want to know a little bit about her and her life.
Because we know about her mom.
Yeah, but it would have been great to know about everyone else's life too.
Oh.
The other characters.
Yeah.
You know, maybe somebody, everyone there had a, like a fucking hidden secret. Because I can imagine like Mina's character like living with that thing. Since she was little, feeling that guilt, right. you know, what a horrible accident, you know, and she lives with that
right.
every fucking day of her right. life. But I'm like, were they chosen to be there?
Like, right. Or like people who maybe aren't the best people or have something on their conscience or are guilty about something.
Such big mistakes.
Are sort of subconsciously lured into this forest. So yeah, it's like, well, maybe yeah. Daniel's a pedophile and Kiara and John were swingers. Not that, you know, you deserve to
maybe
die.
Maybe like Black Mirror. It's giving Black Mirror.
Speaking of the woman who plays Kiara, I was like, she looks familiar. So I looked her up and I was like, oh, she was in an episode of Black Mirror. And then I was like, oh wait, which episode? She was in the Hang the DJ, which was, like, the first season, fourth episode, the one with, like, the dating apps and, you know, you match with...
She looks like she hasn't aged one day.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Because I saw her and I thought the same, and then I saw that she has been in...
yeah, that was, like, 2017 like, or something.
Uh-huh. She looks exactly the same.
She probably looks younger in this movie, I thought. I was like, oh, girl. Shit. give me whatever great. You have. Reverse aging.
But yeah, there was also, you know, it is a scary movie, and there's, I don't know about you, but I don't feel like there's any happy resolutions in scary movies, and there was a happy resolution here, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
because she didn't die. Her friend didn't die. The only one that died was Daniel. Yeah. And it was a stupid death, too. He knows you hallucinate. Why do you fucking turn around?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, keep fucking going. You were right there. And he can't hear me.
Yeah, I know. That was kind of dumb.
Girl. Yeah, it was a stupid death.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like she, like, kind of, like, fought her with her words. Mm-hmm. You know.
Wings. And then she flew away. Well, what did she say to her beforehand? Like, she, like, was on the roof. And then she said.
It's something about the daylight.
Oh, because I think Mina said something like, I think that there are others out there. And I think Madeline was like, well, I guess we'll have to find out, or I hope you're right, or whatever. And then just like, like flies off into the night. Yeah, the ending was a little lackluster for me.
The other thing that I was going to say is that, you know, Madeline's character was supposed to be the professor's wife, and the professor's wife dies. Right. But then, like, what is he, like... Like, how does it work? Like, did he bring the body and then, like, the fairy absorbed it and then I'm...
Because he just had the pictures or something, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, what was the process of it? Let us know.
Right. And why was...
Guys, let us know.
Why was this watcher so special? Was it because she's, like, half human, and could he tell? Because he did say that he was so able.
Could they have sex?
I don't think so.
After she became human.
I don't know. Whatever stays in the bunker, whatever happens in the bunker stays in the bunker. So
stays in the bunker.
Yikes. Yeah. But he did say in one of the videos that he could see out and he could see what they looked like. And then he was like, I think I should put whatever it was to make it more of a mirror. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? So.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm reading this thing that I like, you know, the bullet points that I got from the internet. And it says, you know, one of the group members who helped them survive is not who she seems. She's a changeling. Mm-hmm. A half-human, half-watcher hybrid created by the professor. Okay, so if the professor created it...
Well, I feel like she already existed because he... When she,
I think she existed as a watcher, right?
Well, no, like a halfling. Because when Mina goes to his office and she finds all that evidence of like that the humans and fairies had coexisted and they were like mating, and I think Madeline was like a offspring of that. So I feel that's why Mina was like, I think there are others out there. So that they're.
But didn't she die?
Wait, what?
She's supposed to be... This is what happened. This is what happened in my head. I thought she died.
The wife.
And that he was the wife. Yeah. And I thought he was doing that to bring her back to life.
Well, I certainly think that probably was part of it.
It's, guys, help us out here. We have no idea what this movie was.
Yeah, about. I know. And there was like so little with the professor because I feel like this was a man who was an obsessive compulsive type. So it's like he was already obsessed with the folklore of this species or whatever you want to call it. And then, yes, I think his wife passed away. It was like in 2001 of lung cancer. So I think he was just... It built on top of this obsession and it sort of grew of like, oh, well, what if I go and find these people and they can change into humans? So what if I make one of them my wife? And he did go and it did happen, but it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. So that's why he was like, I got to end this shit. And that's why he killed himself.
Is that correct, guys?
Probably not.
Well, and the thing is also, like, the other thing that I would have changed, too, is, you know, when they're watching the videos of him, like, talking, I would have used the audio of that video of him explaining and then show us how it was when he was the one there.
Yeah.
You know, because... That part when he was talking to the camera and Dakota is just like, Mina is just like looking at the screen and like clicking and like stupid shit. I'm like, I'm bored. Yeah. I want to see what he's explaining.
Because it's a narration. So like have it be like she's playing through the videos and it's a story of, okay.
And it just shows us. Right. Take us there. Take us
these
to
guys
moment.
Building the cabin mm-hmm. and the bunker and then, whoa, like in the night getting taken by these watchers.
Maybe that way we'll know if he actually brought his wife's body or, like, if he just, like, had one-on-one
sure.
with this fucking
or him,
watcher and be, like, photos.
Sure,
or,
yeah, him, like this looking is at how the she was. Photos every night before he goes to sleep or whatever.
Or playing videos sure. of her to the watcher.
Yeah, exactly. To show more, yeah, more of that, because I feel like he was an obsessive type. And he had, it yeah. became... more than just research for mm-hmm, him. Like, mm-hmm. he had an ulterior yeah. motive. So, yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot of information that was not
they didn't give
enough
us.
Because you just gave us more questions, right. you know, rather than explaining it to us. And, you know, I kind of like fairy bullshit, you know? I'm like... You know, I could dig it, you know. I'm like, okay, tell us more. And the fact that it's like, you know, mythology.
Sure, that's fine.
It's so interesting yeah. to me. There's so many myths
right.
out there, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. And I think when God. We think of fairies, we think of like Tinkerbell, you know, like friendly and tiny mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. oh, we're here
we
to
don't
help.
Think they're assholes.
Right, so this was like yeah. a really dark turn of like mm-hmm. what a fairy mm-hmm. could be, and that they're like really tall and that yep. they are murderers. So I just wish that they could have expanded on that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, she's really young, the director, and I think, you know, yeah. she'll keep learning from it,
of course. Listen,
but you know,
this was
good for her.
This was her debut, and she's only 24.
That's insane.
And she did write it.
Wow.
She wrote it as well.
Oh, okay.
So considering, this was definitely a valiant effort, for sure.
Yeah. Well, like, let me just say this to the listeners. If you are Ishana Shyamalan, we can be a really good consultation team for you.
Bounce ideas
off
of.
We have many ideas.
Yeah.
I have so many fucking ideas of how these could have been better, because... the topics for me is interesting, you know, especially when it comes to mythology. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. It could have been portrayed better in the sense, like, I don't want to have more questions. I want to, like, come out of the movie and be like, fuck, there were answers that I needed and I got them.
Right.
You know?
And I think just overall the
so
tone.
We're here to serve if you need us.
Right. Overall, the tone could have been a little bit more, like, foreboding and creepy, because like especially when they were like outside during the day and they're just like bullshitting and like scavenging for things, and I'm like, I don't feel scared. I don't want to feel scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel yeah. like
100%
could have been more of that.
I think the same. Mm-hmm. Do you have any fun facts?
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
Let's
hear them.
So, as I mentioned before, this was based on the 2022 novel of the same name by A.M. Shine.
Uh-huh.
We already mentioned about Ishana. Oh, M. Night Shyamalan. He self-financed mm-hmm. the movie, and then he sold it to Warner Brothers Studios for $30 million.
Wow. And how much did it cost him, do we know?
It didn't say. But either way,
I'm sure it didn't cost that much.
Probably not, cuz I mean location, all that stuff, probably not. If anything, it was like the watchers themselves, like the CGI and stuff, were probably the most expensive
yeah.
part. And then I did yeah. see that the movie took in $33 million worldwide. So at least they made a profit.
$3 million, okay. So this was in the movie theater?
It did come out in the movies, yeah. It was filmed in Dublin, Wicklow, and Galway from July to September of 2023.
Okay. Oh, wow, that was recent.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Mina and Lucy, because we've... Mina has a twin sister, Lucy. They are named after the best friends in Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay.
So another scary movie or book.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice this. And when I read it, I was like, what? In the beginning, when Mina's car breaks down, so when she like gets into the woods and her phone gets all wonky and the battery explodes, whatever. She gets out of the car and she takes Darwin, and you can see that Darwin's, the bird, his size increases.
Oh.
The bird gets bigger.
Did not notice
I didn't
that
notice
at
that
all.
Either. So I don't know what the meaning of that is, why that was. Mm. That is interesting. Okay. And then Mina's twin sister, Lucy, represents the life that Mina could have had if she hadn't blamed herself for their mother's death. Because we see them like sort of reuniting at the end, and she's sort of like a more optimistic, outgoing person. She has children. She's living her life, and it just seemed like Mina was sort of stuck.
I mean, I can't imagine living with that guilt, you know?
I mean, it was her fault.
As a child.
Yeah.
Traumatizing.
It's super traumatizing and so stupid. I mean, that's the kind of shit, like, most kids would do that probably. Be like little brats yelling.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Fucking terrible. So, that guilt.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 31%. The audience gave it a 52%, which I kind of agree with the audience a little bit more. IMDb gave it 5.7 stars. You know, it
kept my attention.
It got my attention. I also want to say Dakota Fanning is such a fucking amazing actress.
I thought everyone was good.
You know, like, everyone was great, and she's amazing. Right. So what she was given, she nailed. And I love when she does these, you know, roles where it's like no makeup, you know, it's not a bubbly role. I can't believe we just covered like two things with Dakota.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so I love when, you know, it's like a more simple physically role, you know, where she has to dig in deep to, you know, get us in. I love that because she has the talent for that. And everyone else did an amazing job as well. So in that sense, I think, you know, they had great actors. I hope the book is better, you know, and it has like even more details, and that I guess that they didn't have time to put it all in, you know. That would be the only thing. But I do not give it 2 thumbs up.
No.
You know, if I'm going to offer a scary movie, I would definitely not offer this one.
No, definitely no.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just in, like, general as a movie, like, it was like, okay. Like, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I was invested. Like, it had my attention
the
whole time.
Also, we've watched really bad scary movies, too. You know?
Yes.
So this wasn't as bad as the things that we watched.
Right.
That we're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So it was like,
we're on the same page here.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, you know, it was okay. Like, I didn't hate it, but I definitely didn't think it was amazing, for sure. I know it got a lot of negative reviews.
Whoopsie.
Yeah, but again,
I mean, a 31 is really bad. But
that's, I mean, the more we talked about it, it's like, okay, like, there were a lot of plot holes and the storyline was lacking, which I think with something like this, if you're not gonna go like full on, I'm about to shit my pants, like jump scares, all of that, like, you need to have a better story to compensate. So because this didn't have that, it just sort of fell flat.
I agree. Talking about really scary shit myself stuff, I do recommend to watch Long Legs whenever you can. Okay. It's not like, you know, like, oh my God, it's a lot like Seven.
Yeah. It's just that the feeling of dread, like the whole time, like your skin is crawling, you know, just like, ugh, you feel dirty.
I just feel like Nicolas Cage.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I want to watch it just for him. Because I feel like he makes some really bad movies. So for him to, like, be in something that's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So. Thank you. And he's not, like, a bad actor. I think he's not. Good.
It's just, like, his choices have been bad.
Exactly.
Like, choosing jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this was amazing. And it doesn't look like him at all. Mm. Like, you never think it's him.
Okay.
You know.
Well, as soon as that shit gets somewhere I can stream it, I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, you can rent it, but just wait. I'm sure.
I want to save that money for Disney.
I'm sure it'll be soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure for October they'll put it out
there. Oh, I would think so, for sure.
Yeah. It's been for rent for a while now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it for Spooky Episode 1.
Ooh, that was fun.
Ooh. Yeah, that was so much fun. I think... what we're discussing next week is going to be Monsters, and it's on Netflix, and it's based on a true story. So make sure you guys watch it so we can discuss it next week with you guys. If you have any suggestions, make sure you hit us up, social media, TikTok, emails, all the stuff. We're on all of it, yeah? Do you have anything else to say, Tebow?
Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We enjoy this so much. So thank you for listening, and we appreciate you. And that's it for today.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.